So we'll start right now on that. We've already done our Pledge Allegiance, and this is organizational matters, interlocal between the transportation, and we'll start with Aaron.
What are we doing?
The TBD.
Oh, you already.
We don't need to do a Pledge of Allegiance.
Wait,
we've already done that.
I have a question for you.
I thought you said we had a 2-minute break.
No, why do that? It's just before you know it'll turn into 20 minutes. There it goes.
TWD.
Yeah.
TBD.
You're right. Wait. I made a mistake saying 2 minutes.
Start writing now.
Yeah.
Talk later. You can talk tomorrow. Just tomorrow. You're right. See, I never talk classes. Just like, did the guy growl at you, Keith? Because usually they growl at you when you see
him. He was like, yeah, hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, they do that to me, and I always just don't.
And the second time, I talked to him for a while.
Like
he gave me some.
No, he looks extremely grumpy today.
You don't look happy today, Tony.
Open one hand. Okay. Tony, we're starting our meeting. Okay, and this is probably Aaron will talk about this.
Is this the beginning of our Transportation Benefit District meeting?
Yep.
Well, welcome.
This is history being made, too.
Welcome, board members.
It's a taxing district.
Item 3 on the agenda is the TBD interlocal agreement. The city of Cedro Woolley approved this at their regular council meeting on December 10th. This is the identical agreement for the Transportation Benefit District Board. The interlocal is really designed to allow the city to staff your operations and addresses that relationship. So this is ready for your approval so we can get that executed.
So wasn't this was made at the last meeting?
Well, the city of Cedro Woolley approved it at their December 10th meeting, so now the Transportation Benefit District needs to approve it so we can sign off on it.
No, I don't think that comes to a different time, right? That discussion of if any sort of
oh,
right here.
But the first step is item 4 is the proposed car tab tax.
Right.
But that's separate from this.
So you need to approve the interlocal between the TBD and the city of Cedar Woolley.
Correct.
That's what we need, council. Don't all make a motion.
Board members. Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the interlocal between the TBD.
Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, pardon me. I'll start over. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the interlocal between the TBD and the city of Cedro Woolley.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Committee Member Wagner and Committee Member Cornegate a second to approve the interlocal between the TBD and the city of Cedar Woolley. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Against?
Opposed.
So it passes 6-1 with Loy in the negative. So that means we're functioning now. Now what do we need to do?
All right, item 4 on your agenda is really the substance of this TBD to date. It's what we've been talking about for, I guess, about a year now. And that is, under state law, a transportation benefit district has the ability to impose a vehicle tab tax in amount not to exceed $20 by a vote of the TBD board. And go between $20 and $100 with a vote of the people. So what you have in your packet as item 4 is a proposed resolution, be resolution 114, that would establish a $20 vehicle license fee pursuant to RCW 3673065. This fee would be begin to be collected, I believe, in July of 2015, and would then be a full, will be fully implemented about 12 months thereafter, since TAB's come up on a cyclical basis. We're estimating that this would generate about $173,000 a year to be used for transportation infrastructure projects within the city limits. So this would be the new mechanism to fund road and street improvements within the city. These would be the dollars we would use to match grant dollars, as we talked about in the last several meetings, as well as to improve, you know, our street system. So we view this as a critical step towards ensuring that our system doesn't degrade to the point that we can't salvage it without huge expense in rebuilding, that we're able to do paver projects and chip seal projects and keep the roads operational before they end up with damage into the base. So the recommendation from staff is to approve the resolution, impose the $20 car tab tax, and begin to fund transportation projects by those who use beginning in 2015.
Are any of our populations exempt?
Yeah, they're...
I understand all the car...
No,
I'm talking
okay,
about
no.
Financial... No. I'm talking about senior citizens.
No.
No, the exemptions are on the basis of the vehicle types, not on the owners of the vehicles.
So everyone who has a vehicle is going to pay this?
As long as it's not one of the vehicles
right.
that are exempt. So it's exactly right.
I just wanted to make that clear.
We should get Scott.
Oh, and Mr. Chairman, we advertised this item as a public hearing to ensure that retired Councilmember Splain would have a shot at the microphone. So before the board moves forward with a vote, we're not required to have a public hearing, but we'll take
public comment.
We went ahead and noted it as a public hearing.
We always take public comment.
I heard Tony last time.
So if anybody would like to speak, now's the time. Or forever, don't speak anymore. Let me guess. Now. Let me guess. You're for it.
Yeah.
Surprise me.
No. Tony Splain, 714 Sap Road. These kind of things hit the retired folks on fixed incomes hard.
Anybody on fixed income.
For example, my car, I ran the mileage I drive that car with the $20 fee added to the license. I'm paying 4 cents a mile to drive on the city's street to Cedar Woolley. And it's not fair. That's all I got to say about the whole thing. But
you're paying an additional 4 cents because you're already paying your gas taxes coming.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, it's only 6 cents from your house then downtown and back, right?
Yeah, it's 1 mile exactly, but the road car is the expensive car to license. It's going to cost me 4 cents
so
a mile to drive.
Electric cars have to be licensed too, right?
They do, and there was an exemption. But if you run the Mack truck,
and you're exempt,
free, right?
And you look cool.
Yeah, that's exempt.
Well,
I don't have any exempt cars. How do you get that?
I don't have any. Work on diagonal parking downtown to drive the Mack?
No, you just drive the front end clear onto the sidewalk.
Drive like all the big boys do.
And block half the lane of travel. It's all right.
You can park it on that bike rack downtown.
I've seen you on that yellow Schwinn.
George.
Yeah, Cedar Woolley, north, a little ways.
He's our rural liaison. Can you help us with our county relationship, George? We need a liaison.
Actually, the wife uses a lasso around my neck, but in any case, I almost forgot what I was going to say, but
I noticed.
You threw me a curve, Aaron. Anyway, my comment on it is, what is the solution? If we don't do this and spread the responsibility to the people of the town, not just property owners, but everybody in town, it's really easy to get up here and say, I don't like raised raising taxes. I don't like extra fees. I don't want to pay this, and I don't want to pay that. It's very easy to do that. Do you have a better solution? Before you come up and complain about the extra money you're spending, come up with a solution and make a suggestion. That's citizenship, not just pitching. Thank you.
Can I say one thing, George? It's real easy, and I'm all for this, but you're not getting affected by it.
No, no, we offered George a...
Yeah, I know it, but I'm just saying, we're, you know...
No, no, he's going to register his rig.
Oh, I could. We know he's going to donate $20 per rig to the city.
$325 Metcon.
I'll give Tony, and
you'll
I'm
pay
saying
Tony's.
This publicly, I'll give Tony $20.
I'll take. How about for me? I'll take $20.
Well, you only get beer.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's. I can drink $20 worth. All right.
Thank you.
Good. Anything else?
Obviously, the more money that we get out of this is better.
Tina,
are we hard set on $20 compared to
Tina Shampoo? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Tina Shampoo Walner, 1641 State Route 9, Cedar Woolley. And I just want to say, Mike, that while we don't get affected by this, I don't think some of you would really want to see some of the stuff that's going on in the county that we are affected by. And it's very scary. But George's point was, you know, if people need to start coming up with solutions to things rather than just saying, well, I don't want this, I don't want that. There has got to be some solutions. And I think that was the whole point that was made. Just that we can't say no, no, no every single time to things, but we also have to give some input as to what we can do if we don't want that particular item to pass. Anyway, thank you.
And I think also to add on to this point, they benefit from the ease of you know, restraint of traffic. They better infrastructure leads to more people coming to Cedar Woolley or ease of going through Cedar Woolley. So I think it benefits them indirectly.
The only thing I comment on, and I know it'll never happen, but I, you know, they're talking about now taxing your mileage and down Olympia right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do that. GPS or you're going to self-tell, I went 1,000 miles. And I understand that, and I understand the need for revenue. But at the same time, I don't understand why we have to pay prevailing wage to do road projects. If we could knock that down, you could get some projects down in half or a third as much, and we could fix more roads. But we got to go out and pay this crazy amount. Then you got to buy art or something along the freeway that could go to fix the freeway. I mean, so there's things that I don't like that I think could be corrected too, that besides just raising revenue all the time. You know, but I understand how we leverage this and how it'll be better for the city. But it's too bad we couldn't do things in a more efficient way.
So
in the state of Washington, highway projects.
Just a second. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
In the state of Washington, highway projects compared to similar states, it costs 2 to 2.5 times more to build a project in Washington than it does in Oregon. Now, you tell me you keep raising the taxes, next thing you know, it'll be 3 times as much. Why does it cost 2 to 2.5 times more to build in Washington than it does Oregon? Let's raise taxes and cover it. Hell no.
Yeah, we got ecology and everything you can name. All right.
Okay, one.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're getting hungry.
You're rolling your eyes. Okay. One of the things I see that's going on is the fact there's more and more pressure on small towns to even exist. And one of the pressures is lack of jobs. If you have a thriving economy, if you encourage businesses, as an example, in other words, do you want socialism or do you want capitalism? Do you want individualism or do you just want everybody to be in one big mass like in the Soviet Union? You have to depend on individuals to get the work done. And if you don't have the jobs to put people to work, you're not going to have income. And the dependency on large government, and that's where we're going, takes away representation on the local level and giving it to people in power on a higher level and takes away all economic reason and thriving of the individual. And you just go, you end up being stack and pack, pushing everybody into the cities, and we complain about not having agriculture in the county, in the country. You're going to end up depending more and more on other governments and other countries to supply our food. This is ridiculous. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So what's your...
I just have one question for Mark. Kevin was talking about costs going to big... Or Mike was talking about costs going to big companies. How much of this money could be used with our local crew, our city crews, to do some of the improvement? Like they've rebuilt Warner and Fifth Street and stuff like that. Can some of these projects be done with the money that's raised with this?
Yeah.
So we're using our workers instead of an outside source?
Well, what this money would be somewhat restricted in that it can only be used on projects that are identified in our transportation plan or on arterial streets, in other words. I'm in the process of updating the plan to make sure we've got that broad enough to make it effective. But it does allow us to offset funds that we currently are taking out of the limited budget we have. We have about $70,000 a year that we budget out of REIT to do overlays and chip seals that we have been tapping on the last few years to provide match funds for our various projects. We wouldn't have to do that. And so that's one of the really important benefits of this for us, is to offset what we've been taking out of the money that's not restricted to arterial roads, to allow us to use them on our local access streets.
Well, and you asked, Rick, what about the number? And the answer is we currently budget $70,000 to do overlays. Next year we're going to do no overlays. We're going to do some chip seal work. So I think we have a real concern that we need to get what we can. This number is still going to be far less than what is necessary to actually maintain our system. And I contrast it with what Anacortes did, which is a combination of a huge utility tax on garbage, $20 car tab tax, and my understanding is they also instituted some property tax. So they did three legs to generate enough money to begin to make a difference on their streets. Which
they haven't done anything for 15 years over there.
Well, except anecdotally, you know, their streets seem pretty good to me. So, you know, the challenge is how do we keep what we've got and make the improvements that we need to make, as well as match some of our grants with no money?
If you cut this to $10, then we're getting $85,000 compared to $170,000. Is that going to be enough grant match money to make it worthwhile, or
something's better than nothing? But $173,000 is not enough to do the job that this community deserves.
But you can't go higher because that's where the people.
Well, then you can't. Yeah.
Correct. So but I guess that's my point, is to go lower only hamstrings our ability to maintain and grow the road systems in the city. Now, you could always, you know, you can change in the future. It's not like you're locked in forever if this is something that doesn't work. But I would be highly surprised. I think once you start collecting it, road system starts to depend on it, you know, the likelihood that you would go backwards is very, very low.
The government never gives up tax money.
Well, the city of Cedar Woolley is going to be lowering your property taxes 2016?
That's if the fire, the public,
2016. We have no choice. It's automatic. Automatic. Once this bond is paid off, your property taxes will go down. So there are occasionally cases where the government sees a reduction.
Well, that's when they voted on a specific bond.
So. Yeah, exactly right.
But if you had the choice, you wouldn't lower property taxes.
Oh, good. I don't have it. Okay. So we will go to council. What's your pleasure? Cut to the chase. Yeah, I hear you.
It's one of those catch-22 things, though, isn't it? If you don't you could bitch about the condition of the streets, and if you do, they bitch because we raise their taxes.
Then they'll bitch when you fix the streets because they'll want speed bumps.
Well,
I want my speed bumps.
I've seen it. I don't know how many times.
I think
spot of asphalt somewhere. As you go.
I think that people aren't going to be happy if we increase this, but if you do a half measure, they're going to be just as unhappy. If this is a $2 tax, people are going to be unhappy. If it's a $20 tax, people are going to be unhappy. But even 20 doesn't meet the need. So I think we have to go with the full measure, and because I think it's the right thing to do, I'm willing to risk the anger of people that I know are going to be mad at me, but they're going to be mad at me if it's $2. It's going to be, they're just going to be angry no matter what. But the city has to have the money to make the needed repairs. So I'll support it.
How did you determine that it's going to raise $173,000? By the number of registered vehicles in the city limits or by the number of houses?
No, that was data supplied to us through the Department of Licensing.
Okay, so it was number of vehicles within the boundaries.
Exactly, number of vehicles within the city. It seems intuitively a little high maybe, but I know I've got a neighbor who's probably responsible for 4 or 5% of the total. So if I factor that neighbor in,
that joke's getting old.
Yeah, but you know, because most households around here are going to have a minimum of 2 cars, 2 or 3 maybe. So yeah, it's going to cost somebody $40 to $100 annually. For a lot of the households around here.
Some people might cost more.
And to follow Keith's point, I'd like to say that, you know, $20 now, they'd be mad at us, but the cost of rebuilding infrastructure that's failed is considerably more than $20 per person. So.
And again, we didn't raise property taxes.
Yeah, it's huge. Okay. So, everybody spoke. Do I hear a motion?
I'll be guilty. I call this showing leadership. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the attached resolution, TBD resolution number 1, TAC 14.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by council member. By board member Wagner and second by board member Cornegay to approve the attached resolution 1 TAC 14, a resolution of the Cedar Lake Transportation Benefit District approving a $20 vehicle license fee per student to RCW 36.73.065. Any further discussion?
So user fee is a fair fee.
Okay. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Opposed.
So it passed 6-1, blowing the negative?
Two.
Kinzer, two?
No,
I didn't see it. So 5-2 with Kinzer and blowing the negative. Thank you. Well, I say that. Okay, well then, there you go.
Second,
we're adjourned. Thank you. Thanks for the input. So, George, can I park my cars at your house now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, register them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You register them there.
You're going to have to walk and get over. What if you don't register a car or keep the tabs on one car?